With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inflation in the United States eased in May for a second straight month. It's a hopeful sign that a pickup in prices that occurred early this year may have passed. The trend, if it holds, could move the Federal Reserve closer to cutting its benchmark interest rate from its 23-year peak. Consumer prices, excluding the volatile food and energy cost, the closely watched core index, rose 0.2% from April to May. That was the smallest such increase since October. Washington correspondent Jennifer King reports Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be at Thursday's G7 summit in Italy and meet with President Biden.
One item on the agenda, Ukraine and many supporters have called for the use of frozen Russian assets, but a European plan to just use the interest on the Russian funds would provide a trickle of money that would barely meet 1 month's financing needs for the Ukrainian government. On Tuesday, the U.S. announced it would send Ukraine another Patriot missile system to help fend off Russian strikes. Kyiv has called for more air defenses amid an intensifying Russian assault in the Kharkiv region.
Also at SRNnews.com, a fleet of Russian warship reaching Cuba waters ahead of a planned military exercise in the Caribbean. Some see their deployment as a projection of Russia's strength as tensions grow over Western support for Ukraine. Following a guilty verdict on three felony gun-related charges yesterday, Hunter Biden is facing even more legal woes.
This is not the end of the story for Hunter Biden either. He's got charges pending in Los Angeles for a tax case, and that case is set for trial in September. So he still has more on his plate to deal with heading into the election.
Correspondent Michael Kunzelman reporting. The Dow is up 37 points and the NASDAQ adding 293. This is SRN News. Two missionaries are honored.
Davy Lloyd and his wife Natalie were working at a mission in Haiti earlier this year when they were murdered by one of the country's numerous gangs. Now their alma mater, Ozark Bible Institute and College, has announced a scholarship in the couple's name. The school says, quote, "This scholarship is an effort to encourage future generations to follow Davy and Natalie's example by devoting their lives to Christian missions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is heard questioning whether compromise between the left and right is possible on some issues in a conversation posted on social media. The conservative justice is also heard agreeing with a woman who says the United States should return to a place of godliness. The audio was posted on X by filmmaker Lauren Windsor. She says it was recorded at the Supreme Court Historical Society's annual dinner this month. This is SRN News. A deadly Atlanta bus chase by police.
One person died after being shot on a commuter bus Tuesday afternoon that led police on a wild chase for miles from Atlanta into an outlying suburb, striking several vehicles as the bus barreled through rush hour traffic with frightened passengers aboard, according to authorities. Police say the Gwinnett County Transit bus took off after officers responded to a report of gunfire and a possible hostage situation just after 4:30 near downtown Atlanta. Police say it was eventually stopped in DeKalb County and 39-year-old Joseph Greer was taken into custody. I'm Julie Walker.
A man convicted of killing his former lover and her husband has been executed in Missouri. 69-year-old David Hosier was pronounced dead Tuesday evening following a lethal injection. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.